fucking not funny podcast right now.
This refrigerator is making obnoxious buzzing noises and it's fucking up my podcast.
In 2 days, it'll be a month since I've like had a home. I started doing stand-up at the end of June, and then now it's the end of November, and I'm homeless. Wow, what a coincidence. I'm crashing at the comics' houses, and naturally, I pissed him off. I felt like I was fitting in here, but I guess I was reading that wrong because I'm autistic or something. So the release is over at the end of the month. The end of November, December 1st, everybody has to get out. They know I'm looking for a place, and I guess that they've been looking for a place. When I asked him if I could get in on that lease, he told me that nobody likes me, which is bullshit, and Chris is gay. So it's a little uncomfortable for me to be here right now, especially since he just farts all night on the futon. But yeah, I'm really hopeful that I'll find a place soon. And I looked at a place this evening, and fingers crossed, because it is like 2 blocks away from the comedy club. But here's my set from the other night. Kind of lost it at the end.
Coming to the stage right now, make it loud for Shayna Amster.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The best part about being a female comic is I get to say whatever the fuck I want. No one's listening. fuck it, I'm a period. I don't mention it anymore. If he says anything, I just tell him I'm a virgin. I have a diva cup, which is it sounds like it might be a shot glass for gay people or a training bra, but like it's a little suction cup that you shove in the back of your pussy when you're on your period, and it collects the blood, and then when you remove it, I'm sorry, I know you guys are eating and stuff. It's only once a month. You remove it, you can use it for all the blood for signing letters or voodoo or whatever you want. starting to develop a little following in downtown of homeless. This one guy loves to throw his stuff at me. He threw his card for a piece of it. It had a phone number on it. And I was like, is this your home phone? he also threw a dollar. I was like, this is different. But I was receptive to it. And I picked it up as you would when people throw money at you, like this. Then he threw more money. And it's pretty rare that the homeless give back.
This always happens.
And I heard it takes like 5 years to start making money doing stand-up. So I wanted to share my success story with one of my friends, and she was like, you probably shouldn't take things from the homeless. but it was money. I'm Jewish. Like, if it was anything else, I wouldn't have accepted. He offered me a magnet, a piece of bus, and I was like, oh, he's good. I just started being homeless, so I'm allowed to make these jokes. I've been homeless for almost a month now. It's been fantastic. But the way that I've been able to stay off the streets is by going over to my friend's house, being exceptionally annoying to the point where he needs to go on vacation. And then while he's gone, I have temporary shelter. So yeah, that's my time. Thank you. I'm Shayna.
Give it up for Shayna the Jew, everybody. All righty, boo.